And so many open doors are brand new. My
and good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministry, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. Usually the podcasts are done on Friday nights, but sometimes they'll be on different days, but the subject matter of what the podcast will be on will be the same. So here I am with this podcast on tonight. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another night, another day, and another wake up that we did not have to have. So we are grateful. We're very grateful, Father, for the wake up. We thank you. We thank you for placing our feet on the floor, opening our eyes, Father, to see another day. We thank you. We thank you for the strength that you have given to us. We thank you for it. We just ask you, Father, that you continue, Father, to touch us. Continue to be with us. Continue to show us. To show us, to take us where we need to be. As you say, you will never leave us nor forsake us, and you are with us. And we thank you. Father, we just ask that you bring those in that don't know you, Father. Those that know you, may they be strengthened by you, Jesus. We thank you for the strength. Father, those that need a touch on today, someone needs a touch. Someone may feel depressed. Someone may feel anxious. Someone may not be feeling well, and they need a touch from you. And we thank you, Jesus, for giving them that touch. We thank you. So we're thanking you, Jesus, for it all. All, Jesus, all. Someone may be grieving on today. And Father, we just ask, Father, that you comfort them with your divine and gracious hands and gracious power. And we thank you. So we thank in you, Jesus, right now. And we say thank you again. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. And hopefully everybody's having a good day and as we come down to the evening. And like I said, podcasts are usually done on Friday nights, but sometimes they may be done on different nights. Just all depends. So here we are with this one on today. And this podcast is entitled, it's in reference to the coaching piece. As you know, that I do the work of the grief work, the work of the narcissist, and talking about the intercessory prayer weekend, bringing messages at the appropriate time. Amen, amen. So today for coaching, and the title is The Coaching, the Principal Concept. What about it? Well, as you know, I try to take a scripture to apply what the concept matter is. All right. This scripture is taken from Psalm 63 and 3 as it reads, thus wise. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Let me say, now, we oftentimes, when we speak, you know, we tend to say things like, you know, I'm trying to make a point. Or you may try to be saying something, well, you know something, it's worthwhile to me. And sometimes we'll also say, well, you know, we're trying to make a point about something that's of value to us. And when we do that, being that I'm faith-based and talking on an issue that I'm, I do coaching and that I do on a Christian basis. So guess what? You know that there are principles that come from the Bible, okay? There's principles that come from the Bible. And if you take notice that the scriptures have context to our daily lives, okay? The scriptures have context to our daily lives. And so when we're talking about the principle concept, that's kind of what I call it, like the principle concept, because with the principle concept, it is, looking up what it is, that it's having that knowledge and that understanding. And guess what? The Bible definitely wants us to have such, because we are told of great wisdom that we can receive if you want it, okay? If you want it and you don't have it, guess what? We're to ask the Lord for it, okay? James 1 and 5 tells us that. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So, you want it? You want it? Ask him for it. Ask the Lord for it. He will give it to you, and he's not stingy with it either. He will give give it to you and give it to you freely. And, you know, there's sometimes, you know, you think about and when the Lord give it to you, it's like it's the way it comes. You know, it comes like a bell in your head or something. You know, everybody have a different experience of how the Lord deals with them and when he enlightens you with something. And so, you know, giving us that principle concept, big one there of the wisdom, we definitely need it. Okay. We definitely need it and definitely shall want it and definitely should go after it. So as we can see here that the principle from the scriptures, guess what? That's the best principle. Okay. It's the best. It's the best principle of all. Okay. And the scriptures, guess what? We know that in the scriptures have that value in, there's value in understanding, there's value in knowing. And the Bible gives all of that. In fact, all 66, every single book in the Bible is that lesson, is that value that you take as you read the Bible, as you see what the Bible says about things, and as you ask the Lord, as we go to him in prayer and ask him for things that we need help with. So he gives it to us, and he's not stingy about it. He gives it to us and don't hold it back. He don't upbraid us it not. He don't hold it back from us. He gives it to us. And when we ask, and we ask, and we shall receive, and seek, and we shall find, okay? So, godly coaches, they need to, definitely, hopefully they do, that asking God for the wisdom. Ask him for the wisdom that when you're dealing with the public, and definitely praying without ceasing, okay? Because of what people always think, you know, with just coaching being kind of like a pretty new deal, so to speak, pretty new profession, so to speak, and you have so many of the counselors, so to speak, that are going into the coaching aspect, the coaching field, that, you know, it really takes a lot of disciplining, okay, and definitely coaching does that. So they definitely need to have a principle, but, you know, a lot of them, they're not faith-based, but, you know, me being faith-based, praying is a big step in it, as you noticed from before the program even started that I prayed. And, you know, trying to even bring in the background of Christian music, faith-based music, because I'm faith-based. So the coaching and the principle and having that principle and using that principle for the ones that you see that you're giving them the information. So, you know, in this field, that there's something that I say that we make a big mistake that I say in counseling and applies to coaching as well. And that it's a big one. And many will disagree, and that's okay. That's fine. Because everyone has a different experience with such. And I have learned. I have learned that, you know, it's not about the how many numbers, okay? It's just like with the counseling piece too, and the coaching as well. It doesn't matter how many numbers, okay? That's a problem. That's a problem right there. It's a problem right there of how many numbers. That's just like, sorry. Makes me think about just like with a choir. And, you know, how many people is in the choir? Excuse me, that's not what it's about, okay? It's not what it's about. And that's not what it should be about. It should be about, oh, definitely, the Lord getting the glory. And even in our professions, in our work, that the same happens. So what tends to happen in coaching, it happens in counseling as well, and it applies, okay? And that is the part about the money, okay? Oh, somebody can just hear somebody now, like, oh, you know, and talking about the money, and, oh, you know, you don't have the clients, and if you don't have the clients, you don't get the money, and this. Stop it, okay? yes, I did. I laugh about it. I say, stop it, just like that, because, you know what? If the Lord has called you for something, I say it often, if the Lord has called you for something, he's gonna take care of it. And people get hyped up about things that They should not. And like I said, this is an issue. This is an issue for many. With coaching, counseling, it's an issue. I see it all the time. I see it. The burning out. The burning out. You're going to burn yourself out, okay? Because you're trying to get 50,000 clients because you're trying to get this amount of money, okay? You know, I go back to all the time. I'll just kind of say it like this. It's about passion. Maybe I'll do a podcast on passion, something like that. I think I maybe did. But here we are. You know, it's think. I just say think. Here's Proverbs 16 and 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Okay? Get the wisdom, get the understanding, and know what you can do, and not to do so much. And to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver, than all the money. Get the understanding. Love what you do. You know, make it to the means of that when you're doing it, you love it, it will come. The Lord will give you the wisdom what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And he will do that. I just find with such field as such, and seeing that so many counselors running just counselors alone are running to the coaching field, and oh, I'm gonna get this money and this. Better do some thinking about that. I'm gonna leave that kind of there. But one needs to think. Really, really need to think about that gold and that silver thing. Really, really, really need to get that understanding, get that wisdom in reference to that. Because you'd be surprised, many are burning themselves out trying to get so much. And just like being called to be a shepherd. You know, you think about it, just like being called to be a shepherd. You called to be a shepherd, guess what? You don't have to, we see it. You don't have to be pumping people about how much they need to give and what they need to give. That's between them and God. Okay, it's bottom line. That's between them and God. And I know there's going to be a lot of disagreements about it, but that's fine. That's fine. I'm going to leave it just like that. That's God's business, and that's the person's that's the person's business between God and the person. So, you know, in the concept, no. In who you believe, okay? Definitely know in who you believe. That makes every difference in the world. If you know what God can do, has done, will do. If you know that, you won't have all these problems. Hey, I will be right back. Talking about the Anchor app. Anchor period. I tell you, just on yesterday, I had to go to Anchor. I had to ask them a question. They were right there. They were right there. Helpful. I tell you, you're not going to get many podcasts that are going to not help you like the Anchor app has helped me. And getting on to the other networks and all, and they answer questions, they give you information. And I have to say that's the podcast that you want. And they are helpful. Get on the Anchor today. They're free. They'll monetize you. They're with you. They'll answer questions. They have a Facebook group. And surely you can get what you need when you come to the Anchor. And you're not going to have lots of podcasts that are going to be so generous about the feedback that you get. So I say to you today, get on the Anchor app. Talking about the Anchor app on today. Just yesterday, I got great help from the Anchor team. They were there. They were helpful. They have a great Facebook group. They're free. And Anchor is there to help you. Not many podcasts that you're going to have that give such great feedback as the Anchor app has done. I've been on it 6 years. Yeah, it's going on number 6 years. Being on the Anchor app, and I have to tell you, they have been excellent. They really, really are excellent. get on the Anchor app on today. Talking about the Anchor app. Just yesterday, Anchor was so helpful in terms of helping me to get where I needed to be on the app. They have a great Facebook group that you can ask questions. They'll help you. They're free. They'll monetize you. And I want to tell you, that's the podcast that you want. That you don't get a lot of podcasts that you can go to and just be so freely in terms of the feedback that you ask for and the feedback that you get. So I love Anchor, been on it. This is going on my 6th year. And I want to say they have been wonderful. I hope they stay like that. But it's the podcast to go to. Try out the Anchor app. I try to get all my friends to try to get on it, to try to give it a chance to see what the Anchor does. Let Anchor help you on today. Hey, I'm back to finish with the coaching and the principal concept. Also with the coaching, the plans that you make, make sure that you have God's approval on them. Definitely. And if you see in Judges 18 and 6, that a priest in the scripture was making a reference as the land was being sought out. And the priest said unto him, this is Judges 18:6. And the priest said unto them, go in peace, before the Lord is your way, wherein ye go. You definitely want the Lord's approval. You have his approval, but you have peace about it. And you definitely want that for the coaching. And when you're making a point, making sure that you have your references to back you up. You're not just talking just to be talking. So in your coaching, remember that the coaching is looking up to you and your expertise. Remember that. So with the coaching principle, when making your point, it should have value. Definitely should have value. Should have meaning to you. Should have passion to you. Should not just be about just making of the money. That's going to come. If you call for it, you turn it over to the Lord, it's what he has for you to do. He will be with you. So I say on tonight, with the coaching and the principle concept, to use it and not abuse it. Definitely, it can be helpful in the coaching process. And like that scripture, because thy loving kindness is better than life. His loving kindness, what he gives to us, how much he loves us, is better than life, getting us through every day. Our lips should praise him in all that we do. Blessings.